You'll hear someone talking about a particular subject, and you will be given some text with spaces which correspond to the recording. Use the information from the recording to fill in the spaces in the text. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
My name's Nikki Waldron, I'm assistant producer in the Natural History Unit in BBC Bristol. And from a 2-week unpaid placement, I was kept on for a month unpaid. Then they said, we can't keep you any longer without paying you. I said, all right, start paying me then. And after about 18 months of working here as a runner, a digitizer, doing bits of research. And then I suppose my big break was working on a David Attenborough series called Life in Cold Blood, which was a huge career high for me, getting to meet the big man. And I worked on that for about 2.5 years as a researcher. Following that, I moved on to Life, which is another big, what we call blue chip, sort of top-end BBC production here. Worked on that for about 1.5 years and got to do some pretty awesome travelling around the world, filming various birds and animals for that. And then I moved into children's TV and I've been working Deadly 60, kind of like a top 60 list of deadly animals. And that's essentially anything that's a predator. So it doesn't have to be deadly to us. It can be a tiny little chameleon that's deadly to an ant. And really that gives us amazing scope for traveling anywhere and filming pretty much any kind of animal. I'm assistant producer, but actually produce some of those shows is to plan what's the best season to go, the best locations. We contact local fixers. We work very closely with my researcher to find out what's the best time of day, how close we might get to an animal, how Steve can interact with that animal, will we need any clever cameras, any cool gadgets, technology, any crazy Deadly 60 stunts. We were on location with our presenter, cameraman, sound man, me as the director and a researcher who operates a second camera. And I'll also do some second camera filming and take production stills. When we come back with all the rushes, we get it ingested and I'll sit with the editor and put the program together. So choose the best pieces to camera, the best takes, the best interactions, choose some funky music, cut it all together, make sure the facts are all correct. And on Deadly 60, we use some of the NHU, the Natural History Unit's archive that's been filmed over the last 50 years to illustrate these animals being deadly. We've got to check all the copyright, get it all cleared, package it into the program and decide which animals go on the list. Really quite difficult to give people tips and advice as to how to get into the Natural History Unit, but certainly people who do get an opportunity to come and visit, work on a short-term contract, you can really tell those people who come in, they're asking the right questions, they're enthusiastic, they've really watched a lot of the output. I mean, you'd be amazed the number of people who turn up and just haven't even seen anything the Natural History Unit's put out, which is straight away a bit of a no-no. So watch lots of programs, watch what you like, watch what you don't like, have an opinion on something. There are other ways to get involved, such as the Wild Screen Film Festival happens every 2 years here in Bristol. A lot of people offer to volunteer at the festival. They have a team of about 50 volunteers, and those people get to meet the sort of bit of hobnobbing with who's in the industry, not just the BBC, but the independents and other international clients. And that's a great way to get a taster for the industry, get to watch loads of films, get to meet different people, see who's making the sort of stuff you'd be interested in making as well.
Now, listen again.
My name's Nikki Waldron. I'm assistant producer in the Natural History Unit in BBC Bristol. And from a 2-week unpaid placement, I was kept on for a month unpaid. Then they said, we can't keep you any longer without paying you. I said, all right, start paying me then. And after about 18 months of working here as a runner, a digitizer, doing bits of research, and then I suppose my big break was working on a David Attenborough series called Life in Cold Blood, which was a huge career high for me, getting to meet the big man. And I worked on that for about 2.5 years as a researcher. Following that, I moved on to Life, which is another big, what we call blue chip, sort of top-end BBC production here. Worked on that for about a year and a half and got to do some pretty awesome travelling around the world filming various birds and animals for that. And then I moved into children's TV and I've been working Deadly 60, kind of like a top 60 list of deadly animals. And that's essentially anything that's a predator. So it doesn't have to be deadly to us. It can be a tiny little chameleon that's deadly to an ant. And really that gives us amazing scope for traveling anywhere and filming pretty much any kind of animal. I'm an assistant producer, but actually produce some of those shows is to plan what's the best season to go, the best locations. We contact local fixers. We work very closely with my researcher to find out what's the best time of day, how close we might get to an animal, how Steve can interact with that animal, will we need any clever cameras, any cool gadgets, technology, any crazy Deadly 60 stunts. We were on location with our presenter, cameraman, sound man, me as the director, and a researcher who operates a second camera. And I'll also do some second camera filming and take production stills. When we come back with all the rushes, we get it ingested and I'll sit with the editor and put the program together. So choose the best pieces to camera, the best takes, the best interactions, choose some funky music, cut it all together, make sure the facts are all correct. And on Deadly 60, we use some of the NHU, the Natural History Unit's archive, that's been filmed over the last 50 years to illustrate these animals being deadly. We've got to check all the copyright, get it all cleared, package it into the program, and decide which animals go on the list. Really quite difficult to give people tips and advice as to how to get into the Natural History Unit, but certainly people who do get an opportunity to come and visit, work on a short-term contract, you can really tell those people who come in, they're asking the right questions, they're enthusiastic, they've really watched a lot of the output. I mean, you'd be amazed the number of people who turn up and just haven't even seen anything that the Natural History Unit's put out, which is straight away a bit of a no-no. So watch lots of programs, watch what you like, watch what you don't like, have an opinion on something. There are other ways to get involved, such as the Wild Screen Film Festival, happens every 2 years here in Bristol. A lot of people offer to volunteer at the festival. They have a team of about 50 volunteers, and those people get to meet the sort of bit of hobnobbing with who's in the industry, not just the BBC, but the independents and other international clients. And that's a great way to get a taster for the industry, get to watch loads of films, get to meet different people, see who's making the sort of stuff you'd be interested in making as well.